Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello.
Hello.
I guess we should recap since we missed a couple weeks. We'll probably catch back up on everything that's going on. What happened last time? Okay. You defeated the robot the session before. You went back and talked to the ghost that you took from the robot and got information from the ghost. Found out that there was, you know, still robots out there roaming around. What else did you do? You snuck along the rooftops to visit Telda because you believed that Telda might be talking about the same scientist that is putting ghosts into robots, because Telda mentioned it before at the tavern in the back room. So you snuck over there and you went into the hallway and you heard the loud noises coming from one of the apartments. And you investigated that, and there were some, like, monster creatures in there, like, knocking over things and apparently searching for something. Didn't know what. Brody banished them, but in banishing them, also took a trauma, being obsessed now with the idea of figuring out who and what is making these monsters with ghosts. And how to, like, completely stop them. And then you investigated the rest of the house. Behind the dresser in the closet, you found a nook with a bunch of what you imagine to be ghost items, just based on their eclectic nature. And then there was a computer on the desk. It had someone signed in, but you weren't able to figure out what the password was. What was that? It was Delta something? It was Delta and some numbers. I'm gonna say 642. Delta 642. And if I'm wrong and, you know, the last episode has a different number, we changed it. And then in the final moments there, finishing your examination of the room, just looking for anything else that could be useful or important, you noticed a pattern of claw marks on various different things. The bed frame, the desk, the door to the closet. And that's where we left off. So what is it you want to do now?
So where are we right now?
In a apartment in the same building that Telda lives in.
Okay.
Yeah, this, you heard the loud noises and banging and like crashing coming. And you investigated this apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, did we find what they were looking for? The guys? The ghosts? Guys or ghosts?
I think they were ghosts.
They had physical form. Like, they had bodies. But when Brody banished them, they disappeared. So,
interesting. Maybe a ghoul.
The question is up in the air because they were physically there, but at the same time, they were banished as if they were ghosts. Your best assumption is that they were looking for those ghost items you found underneath the back of the dresser. But you could be wrong, but you don't find anything else of like particular note in this place.
How many items are there?
11.
Is it enough that we could like put it in a bag or something and carry them with us?
They're like small, random, eclectic items.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, in my head, I do want to bring the items so that we can free the ghosts that are attached to them if possible.
Okay.
Yes. Bring any and all suspicious items.
I also think that instead of checking the bathroom, you decided to check the bedroom first. So I think we did the search of the bedroom and we didn't look in the bathroom, if that's a point of interest. I just was remembering that.
Well, came here to go to Tilda's. And I guess if we have all the ghosty items, then we can shake a leg down to Tilda's.
Yeah.
Okay. Cricket leads the way to Tilda's house. So I guess, Cricket, you've been around ghosts and spirits and things, but what you encountered in this apartment is different than anything you've sort of encountered before in terms of ghosts and spirits. And that seems to be a reoccurring, situation, I guess. The robot ghost thing, the vampires existing, a demon in the basement of a manor. So I think as we're sort of making our way to Tilda's house, could you give me an idea of what is going through Cricket's head as connecting all of these disparate uses of ghosts?
I guess I've never been comfortable with the ghost. That's been Brody's thing. And so just starting to get a little overwhelmed and feeling out of my depths of this is getting ghostier and ghostier and I don't like the ghosts. I'm, kind of not knowing where to go, what to do. I can't stab a ghost. And so I'm feeling I can't protect myself and nervous.
As you're going through that in your head, you finally reach Tilda's door and it's shut. You can hear some faint musical notes playing on the other side of the door. This is a place you've been here lots of times, dropping off things for Tilda, just stopping in and visiting to see how she's been doing. So do we knock on the door, enter the door you're, invited here? What is your, relationship in terms of personal space with Tilda?
I'm gonna I'm just gonna let myself in.
All right. As you open the door, Tilda is there. For a brief instant, as both you and Brody stand in the doorway making your entrance, the house is set up the same. The apartment is set up the same as the other apartment, and flickers of things that happened in the other apartment flash as you're entering the house. And we're gonna do something weird and interesting with the rules of this game. So I'm going to give you the option to roll resistance, and you can pick any of the three resistance types. And if and you can roll the resistance and negate whatever is about to happen. And then preceding that, you can make another roll to essentially convince them that what they thought was going to happen actually happened. Or you can just let what's happening happen, and then you can respond before the next thing happens.
That was a lot of the word happen.
Yes. Things are about to happen.
I'm very confused. First, I can roll what in... I thought you said resistance?
Yes.
But that's not a thing.
So a resistance roll can be insight, prowess, or resolve. You can roll any of those. And you take 6 stress minus whatever you roll on the deck. But in addition, you also ignore whatever is about to happen. But from the flickering of the transference into a different room, and seeing the images from the other room, you know something is going to happen.
Well, I have 2 dice for both of them. For all of them. I'm going to try prowess, because it's got my finesse, and whatever I can do, I'm best at ducking and dodging and slipping out of stuff, so here we go.
Alright.
Okay. Nice.
And you take single point of stress, and you see it. It's there. This cloud of smoke is in the air. And because you use your prowess, seeing the cloud of smoke, you kind of instantly know something is wrong here, and you duck into the kitchen, and this cloud of smoke kind of lingers in the hallway, and you can see it there. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is you can either accept that whoever is in here and has set this sort of trap for you knows that they failed to get you with the trap, or you can roll any of your abilities to convince them that it succeeded.
Well, was I, first, was I like quick enough to get Brody out of the way as well?
No, Brody is going to have to make the same choices as...
Well, I don't want to like try and make it so they think that their trap caught me if their trap's just going to catch Brody anyways. Is this like a decision I have to make in the moment, or can I like wait and see what happens and then it after the fact?
Yeah, you can wait.
Sorry, Brody.
No, that makes sense. So I should roll resistance?
If you want to. So the option, I guess, is you resist and nothing happens to you now. And then you can roll to convince them that they succeeded. Or you cannot roll to convince them that you succeeded and they know that you're here and their trap didn't work. Or you can let the trap work, but you get to act before whatever else happens next.
I think I'm going to try and resist it.
Okay.
That's going to have two for each of them. So I'll do resolve. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you also suffer one stress. And because you used resolve, your interaction with the smoke is a little different. You feel the emanating, like, danger of the smoke, and you reach down and just negate the entire effect of it. Like, I can't be shaken by whatever this is. Like, flashing through, you know, the things you've just done in the other apartment. It's like, this is not something that can shake me. And you just shake it off. And now both of you are free to act before the, I guess, opposition does something.
Okay, the trap was smoke?
Yeah, there was some smoke in the entryway. But when you entered it is when that, like, flickering of, like, the other apartment visions started happening. And you think that effect goes further the longer you lingered in the smoke.
Interesting. So, like, how would I go about faking that, like, yeah, it worked?
That's really up to you. The effect of thing seems like some sort of hallucinogenic property to the smoke. That it is making you see something different.
Did I get dizzy at all?
Not really. I mean, you could have gotten dizzy based on just, like, the flickering.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Of things, me, myself, Andrew, a person, like, flashing imagery sometimes makes me feel not so great. So that's entirely possible that happens just based on a characteristic of Cricket, but it's not a innate characteristic of the smoke. It is something you can do. You can
bang being dizzy. Well, I'm just thinking, like, if it's something that would have made me, like, maybe collapse, then I can, like, fake it by, like, maybe pushing over something that will make, like, a thud. But I don't know if... Yeah, I'm gonna try that. Like, is there, like, an armchair?
Sure.
That I could just, like, tip. Not, like, throw down, not break it. Just, like, make it sound like I have fallen over.
I will give you that for free. I don't think you need to roll. You can kind of, roll the, you just slide in there and knock the thing over. And, from looking into, I guess, the entryway where you come in, it could appear that you fell into the kitchen and landed on something.
Okay.
All right. What does Brody do?
So I kind of want to like summon a ghost to see if maybe we can use the ghost to like fake as though the trap worked.
I believe that this could work. I need maybe more information. What is it specifically Brody does once the ghost is summoned?
You know what? I kind of want to. Is it possible for me to summon a specific ghost, being that we have their like items?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to summon one of the ghosts that we have the items for, and be like, "Hey, if you like stand in this smoke and pretend as though you're getting trapped, then I'll give you your item and set you
free." Okay. In this particular instance, I am going to have you roll in a tune roll.
Tune roll?
Yeah.
Well, that works just fine for me. And how... Okay, sure. So how many stress do you take if you push yourself again? Is it one or two?
I think it's two.
It's two?
I think it's one if you assist and then two if you push.
Got you.
For assist.
Or it's two for assist and it might be one for...
Oh.
I don't know which one.
Wait.
But I can also offer you a devil's bargain.
Wait, I took a devil's bargain already, right?
Yeah, you can take more.
I can take more? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go for that.
So my devil's bargain is instead of one ghost, you give up two ghost items.
Oh.
Because the ghost that you summon has a friend and they want their friend's item.
Yeah, I can do that. I wanted to set you guys free in the first place, so hell yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna roll.
You gotta add a... No. All right.
Well, no ghosties are going free.
The unfortunate fact is that the ghosts as part of your devil's bargain,
you suck, Andrew.
You have to fulfill your letting those two ghosts free.
that's fine. But, that's fine.
The one ghost stands in the cloud of smoke, and the issue is that it's issuing forth the concept of like physical form, and it can't get it clear enough with the smoke, that like smoke kind of melds through its form and it can clearly be seen that it's a ghost. And the ghost looks and says, "I'm sorry," and disappears with the items.
It's okay. Have fun.
And
tell your friends to come and get their items too.
And then a voice from inside says, "One out of two is, I guess, good. Now we have to get the other one."
I'm gonna like motion to Brody, like hide, and I want to also try and hide.
Yeah, I'm gonna hide. I'm gonna follow instructions.
All right, I am going to roll a just flat fortune roll here, and I'll give you three dice total.
Okay,
it's a mixed success. I think as part of maintaining the ruse that you were affected by the gas cricket due to the mixed success, you have to give up some form of like they can see you.
Is the gas still there?
No.
Okay, then I'm just gonna do I have time to both stand the chair up and lay down?
Yeah, that's one. In your like hide sequence, you can pull that off.
I'll try it.
And then Brody is hidden.
All right. But I assume Brody's going to like keep an eye out to make sure that like I don't get just taken.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
They round the corner and Cricket, you recognize Elda as one of the two people. And the other person is a younger man with a like a lab coat on.
Oh no.
And he gestures to Telda to go and pick Cricket up. Go pick the one that's unconscious up and we'll find the other.
Don't like that.
So I'm gonna give the I'm gonna give the control back to you again as Telda comes into the kitchen to pick up Cricket.
To me?
Either one of you can do anything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Wait, Telda comes in?
Telda is walking into the room to grab Cricket as commanded by the person in the lab coat.
I'm gonna stay limp. Telda knows me pretty well. Does she know I'm faking?
Not that you're aware of. It doesn't. It appears that both of them believe that they succeeded.
Have they separated or are they together?
Telda is entering the room. The lab coat person is at the entry to the room, did not walk in, and is kind of just observing from the doorway.
Okay. Let me just run this past you, Cricket.
Okay.
So, how ridiculous would it be if I came out swinging with a lightning rod? Because obviously Telda is on some BS, and I'm pretty sure that doctor guy is the one who's shoving ghosts into those suits of armor.
Yeah, do it. If that's your instinct, do it. Technically, yeah. I wouldn't be able to say anything to you.
You're right. I'm probably going to try and electrocute your friend or would-be friend. So I wanted to get your thoughts. But yeah, I am going to come out with my lightning rod and start trying to light assholes up.
All right. Elda is particularly nimble, used to a dangerous scenario. It is something you learn as you're, sort of engaging in this moment. So I'm going to have you roll whatever it is you want to roll to successfully make this attack with the lightning rod.
Yeah, I know what I want to do. I want to try and prowl. I want to use prowl.
Okay.
So that I can light her up, but stealthily though. Like hide somewhere and get behind her and then just sort of, zap her with a cattle prod kind of situation.
Okay.
Okay, so should I roll prowl?
Yes.
Okay. It's fine. I can incur some more stress. I'm going to push myself.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Because I only have two right now. I can get away with some. All right.
Yeah. So as you're moving out to prevent Telda from picking up Cricket and use this lightning thing, you notice a lot of similarities in Telda's movement to how Cricket maneuvers in quiet. And seeing those, you have them mapped out in your head and you're able to just slide in sync with Telda, zap with the lightning rod. And as Telda is hit with the lightning rod, the doctor in the lab coat, he looks and you have cover from Telda, slumped over in front of you. So he can't actually see you or Cricket anymore where you're at, because you sort of have Telda slumped in front of you. And he looks for a moment, seeing Telda, and goes out the door.
Goes out the door. He runs?
Yeah.
Can I try and grab him?
Cause right, because no.
By the door?
You can catch up to him. Tell me what I guess we're rolling to catch this guy. He is a young guy. He's nimble. He can run. And yeah, he
Cricket is the tiniest, sneakiest boy.
Just sprints out into the hallway. Roll me something. I don't know.
Can I make an argument for finesse? Because I'm looking as I'm stepping, making the most efficient steps. I'm not tripping on anything. I'm after him.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I feel like I need to push myself. I feel like this is a high ticket item.
Nice.
All right. I'll take it.
So you are able to close the distance and catch the doctor. As part of the, mixed success, though, the doctor recognizes you and knows the location that your house is and all those things. and has that like logged in memory. He is going to ultimatum you here. I can go home and you can go home. And maybe Telda has the answers you seek. Or you could risk not having a home to go back to. And
I don't trust him at all now that he's got my information.
You notice he has his hand on a pen, like just a click pen that you used to write notes with.
Can I try and like fake him out with like a, did you hear that? And try and like grab the pen while he looks away.
I will say, I'll let you roll finesse again because you're trying to steal the pen. If that's what you want to do.
Do I push myself again? I feel like, again, this is important. Like, that pen is probably his, like, warped out of here.
I'll do that instead.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of stress.
Okay. I get stressed. Thank you, Brady.
This ruse works. You you distract and grab the pen, and he looks just completely infuriated that you have the pen.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But as, again, part of the mixed success, he is in a position to maneuver himself away. He kind of shifts a little bit to get away, but he's not fully away. So you're going to have to make another roll to keep a hold of him.
Brody, are you still like inside the apartment? Did you chase after him with me?
Yeah, I'll say that I chased after him with you. That's how I helped you.
Okay. Can I like toss the pen to Brody?
Yeah.
And then like try and tackle him again?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want him to like end up grabbing the pen in the, I guess it's gonna be skirmish, right? Entangle a target in close combat so that they can't easily escape.
Okay.
That's literally exactly what I'm doing.
I will give you a devil's bargain.
Oh god.
Since you know, Brody isn't here in the hallway with and
I thought Brody was in the hallway.
Yeah.
No, Brody is in the hallway. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Brody's in the hallway. Because Brody is in the hallway with you, I'll give you this devil's bargain.
Okay.
And this devil's bargain is going to be crazy, okay?
Oh, super.
I'm going to give you a automatic mixed success to capture this person. But Telda is going to get.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah?
Part of me still trusts Telda.
All right.
You know? So, like, you gotta have a good reason.
Yeah, you hear shuffling inside the apartment, and he... fire escape ladder click, and just from those sounds alone, you know, Elda got up and ran out. But your focus is this person in the hallway because you believe this is a doctor that is trapping people, trapping ghosts inside of Roba. And yeah, you're able to just tackle him to the ground. And yeah, the mixed success part of that is Telda getting away. So yeah, you have the doctor. He cannot get away.
I'm just gonna like start with like pretty neat pen you got there. Does it do any tricks? And I'm gonna like take it back from Brody and just kind of like twirl it around my fingers.
I'll admit, it's a stress thing. Licking the pen helps me de-stress. Being tackled in a hallway, quite stressful. That's what he says.
Well, I would argue that trying to set a trap for us is just as stressful. So why don't you explain what your best case scenario was here?
We knew that someone was onto us and that the distraction in the other apartment would hopefully give us enough time to set up. And the plan was to catch you in our trap and eliminate the threat to us.
Threat to who? You and Tilda? Or you and someone else?
You are thinking in terms too small.
So why don't you enlighten me, Doc? Speak up.
The thing is here. The whole city needs. We have to set right the wrong that has occurred as a result of the shattering of the sun. The spirits of the dead, they roam freely. But some of them don't have their conscience, thoughts. They attack people and harm things. We have to hide behind this lightning barrier, unable to explore the world as we once did. Our goal is to fix that.
And so your solution is to enslave ghosts in giant robots?
Well, the ghosts that are innately bad.
And who is drawing that line? Who is coming up with what is good versus what is bad? Who determines that?
The actions of the ghosts.
According to whom? Because somebody has to be shoving them in here. So is it you?
No. There's another doctor. He doesn't really factor in as many things as someone like myself. He gives them the option if they are not already aligned spirits, offers them the choice to join or not join. And if they decide not to join, they are malign spirits.
They are what? I'm sorry.
That evil is a bad threat.
Evil? And what do you do with these quote-unquote evil spirits, pray tell?
Well, all the spirits that are evil are put into the machines to ensure that the people are safe and that the rest of the spirits are found.
Right. So did it ever occur to you to just give these ghosts back their items and let them be left alone? As opposed to acting as though you're God and judging whether or not they're good or bad and to shove them into robots? Because that's arrogance, Doc, in case that wasn't clear.
I suppose, but little other solutions have been given or found. The returning the item to the ghost doesn't mean that the ghost will not harm people. The ghost then has free will to harm whoever they want to.
So your solution is slavery.
That's
what I'm hearing.
We live in a world where we hide because we can't face them.
That's not their fault. You being afraid is not good enough reason. It's just not. Come on, Doc.
Well, I can tell we are on differing sides.
Clearly.
I'm going to look at Brody and just keep twirling the pen. I don't know about you, Brody, but the situation seems pretty stressful. Maybe I should try out Doc's system over here and kind of like threaten to press the pen and see how he reacts.
For a brief moment, he is slowly like shifting a little bit, but beyond that, not really much of a response.
Okay. I'm going to look at Brody and see if he's got any kind of input.
Well, I don't like this doctor. And I don't like their reasoning for what they're doing.
Oh, no, it's all very bad.
It's awful. So
as this occurs, Brody, I'm going to have you make another resistance resolve roll.
Resistance.
Yeah.
Jokey. Okay. Oh, I get a plus one to resistance rolls with resolve.
Okay.
Iron will.
It's cool.
You add the dice or do you want me to add?
I'll add it in there. All right.
Okay, cool. Too stress.
All right. Now you can choose to allow this to happen or you can shake it off. As you're looking at the person, you feel those like purple claw hands, you know, encircling around you again. And you get a flash of this particular doctor working with some corpses in an attempt to recreate the process that makes vampires through science without the ritual, you know? And you you see him doing this, and a flicker of purple, Cricket, as you look at Brody, a flicker of purple crosses over Brody's. And Brody, you are filled with the urge to kill this doctor now.
Yes, I am, actually. Yes, I am. Immediately. Right now, I want to choke him out. Like, that was going to be my next question. Can we kill him? Like, is that a thing we can do?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's god-awful.
He is fully restrained. And, before Cricket can even move, tell me how you kill this doc.
I'm just going to stomp on his throat until his head flops over.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Cricket.
You want to talk about it, Brody?
You're just splashed with blood as this person is stomped to death.
Cricket's mouth just like falls open. Like he was about to just click a pen.
I mean, and then I
all
just
of a
wanna...
sudden, this guy's brutally murdered in front of him.
I like, just want to see how the doctor likes it being an evil ghost being shoved into a machine. I just want to see how he likes it.
Yeah. All right.
So the doctor is dead in the hallway. You have the pen and the information that he's told you. Telda unfortunately escaped via the fire exit.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Okay, we trust Telda. Maybe it wasn't a problem.
That is a question. Terrible way to die.
That's the murderer.
Right.
Brody looks down. Wow, that was rough. That's really brutal.
Speaking of stuff, Cricket, do you question the purple flicker at all? You ask.
Have I seen that purple flicker before?
No. You have seen the like purple claw hand thing, but you didn't see that this time. You only saw the weird purple flicker across Brody's eyes before that.
Well, given the purple flicker and then the, you know, curb stomping, I'm just gonna kind of look up at Brody and go, you okay, man?
Yeah, my shoes are dirty.
Yeah, that they are.
I'm not fond of that, but I also wasn't fond.
You don't say.
So what is, I guess, our next move from here?
To be honest, I want to find Tilda.
Do I know of like a secondary location that Telda would go to? Like, does she have like a safe house? Does she, you know, like where else would she be?
The back room of the tavern.
All right, I'm gonna go there.
All right.
So like, it's long shot, but it's a shot.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. You enter the tavern, and Rigby, whose actual name is Rigney, but we decided it was Rigby. he's there cleaning glasses. It's a really slow night. And he says, is everything okay? You got everything's fine out there?
I mean, I could use a drink and a rag if you have one, because my shoes are dirty.
Oh, all right. He passes you what you want, and he leans in really close and whispers, "This place is not. Just think, robots attacked. You were here in the tower. The window was destroyed. We all ran away. Why am I here?
Oh no!
Acting as everything is normal." And he leans back up and you want something to drink also, Cricket?
No, I think I'm good actually. And Cricket's gonna make their way to the door.
Yeah, I'm taking the rag, but I'm leaving.
Okay. Yeah, you make your way back there, and you're at the door, and you see the glass that Rigby set for you on the bar slide off the end of the bar, hit the ground. Mm. And as it's hitting the ground, at the same time, in sequence, Rigby says, "Don't open the door," and then resumes cleaning up the glass with a broom. An awful mistake. Such stressful times we're in.
So, just to clarify, the glass moved by itself.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Elf?
From,
or was it pushed?
Yeah, from what you can tell in the way that Rigby's behavior is that he knocked this glass over to say that to you so that they didn't hear. And now he's just proceeding to clean it up as if he's clumsy and made a mistake.
Okay. Hey, Rigby, let me help you. I'm going to go and try to help him clean up and hopefully get some more information, because what goes on?
They're listening. Know that we're on the side against subjugation of spirits, robot thing. They've put us all back inside houses. Thought that that would be the end of it. You know, they just wanted to clear the streets so that they were free to act. But now they have put in things to serve us, see what we're doing, and who we're talking to, and what we say to them. The last time Telda came here in a panic, tell me something. Noticed I can't direct you to it or point at it or make any gesture to it, because they'll know that you know that there's something in this room that is feeding them information. And as soon as they saw Telda come in to tell me whatever it was she was going to tell me, she noticed it and didn't say anything and proceeded to pretend that she was hanging out in the tavern. And then we went to the back and she told me that they were watching us and that she had to do something, that she wouldn't be back. And she left, and then they came and rigged the... We've been down here too long. And he gets up and picks up the rest of the glass in the dustpan and pours it into the garbage and goes back to just helping the few people that are in here.
I'm going to say all of this to Cricket, and then I'm going to order a drink because I need a way to look around the room and see what I can see.
Okay. Rigby again playing the role. Says, broke your drink and got another. He puts it on the counter in front of
him. I'm gonna take a sip and start sort of looking around the bar while I'm like talking to Cricket, like to the side of me, like just sort of pretending like we're having a conversation. While I look around the room.
Yeah. I'm just gonna ramble on about some nonsense.
Yeah. We can talk about sandwiches.
Well, I'm telling you, man. Peanut butter and pickles. I know. You gotta trust me on this.
Give me a roll. I think this would be what, survey or study?
It would be one of those two, yeah.
Either
I only have one dice in each one. I mean, I'm gonna push myself. I need another dice. And I'm gonna take a trauma for a while.
No. Let me assist then.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me assist and we'll see.
I appreciate you. Oh, thank God.
Not only do you find the thing that Rigby was talking about, this like sort of like gold disc in one of the rafter type wooden like rafter things above you. There's like a gold disc and you see it up there, and then on top of that, you notice that the people who are seated in the tavern are all armed.
Oh, cool.
And
love that.
Yeah, you know that these people are not here to hang out in the tavern and have a good time.
No.
These people are here to watch the tavern until you get there.
On Earth, did us, a couple of knuckleheads, get into this so deep?
Right!
Like, I feel like we were just some low-level thieves. And all of a sudden, there is a bar full of armed people waiting for us.
And,
I mean, should we Captain America and be like, okay, I know what's going on here. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, we gotta.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all of those people, see that you acknowledge them. Slowly get up and get all their all their weapons ready. And then you hear the sound of like clicking, and Rigby, hearing the sound, dives over the bar and underneath like the chairs in front of the bar and says, "Get down."
I'm gonna hit the deck.
Hell yeah. Down I get.
And yeah, you all are clustered under the bar, and these people stand up with their weapons drawn, ready to like fight, as the behind the bar just explodes outward over the top of the bar. And
what kind of weapons?
They all fall to the ground, covered in just rubble. And in the like shockwave and like the like ringing, you hear someone calling, "We gotta get out of the back door. We gotta get out of the back." And it's like echoing again and again in like broken parse sound as like the ringing occurs and loud sounds of like burning behind you happen. You hear that repeatedly. You know that it's not Rigby because he's like right next to you.
Is it Tilda?
But you hear the voice just bouncing off of things saying, "We gotta get out of the back door."
Do I recognize it as Tilda?
In the midst of all these sounds, it is an unrecognizable, distant voice.
Wait, can you repeat one more time what it was saying?
We gotta get out of the back door.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of like army crawl that way.
Still more like parts of like the rafters and, you know, different parts of the building are still kind of falling and collapsing. And no resistance roll, but again, as you're making your escape, Brody, you get that feeling again as one of these armed men is making their way out from underneath the rubble, seeming to have lived. And as you look over the rest of them, the explosion in the rubble just knocked them clear out. But this person is making their way out, and you feel it again, and the purple flash happens, and you think you should kill that. You can decide not to with your own free will, with no resolve, because this doesn't have like a personal tie to you. But you're overwhelmed by that emotion that you should kill that person.
We're still army crawling. I'm going to resist the urge right now because we just went through an explosion.
You crawl your way through, you know, fire, lights breaking, beams falling. You make your way to the hallway that leads to the back, and you see that the wall behind the bar is gone. And that the door to that room is ever so slightly opened. And and as you make it out of the back door, you turn, and right outside the door is Tilda. And Tilda says, "I thought that their work would..." Well, honestly, we don't have time. We have to go. And you look down in the like canal outside the back door down the hall. And you see the boathouse that Rigby gave. And Rigby says, "That's probably our best way. The robots move along the street. And if we can..." My whole tavern was just... "If we just get into the boat and, you know, coast along the edge of the canal as close to the wall as we can, the robots shouldn't be able to spot us without directly looking into the water. From what I've seen, it doesn't look like the thing that they do. So I think that's our best option." And Elda nods, says, "I think that's best. What do you guys do?"
I'm following instructions. They say get in a boat.
All right.
Get in a boat.
So you make your way to the boat, and you get on board, and you start to creep off along the edge of the wall of the canal. Behind you, burning silhouette of the building, trudging down the street in the distance, is one of the robots responding to this explosion. Yeah, that's the last thing you see before we end this session.
Well, gee whiz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hectic, man.
That was it.
I need to indulge my vice, because woof.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess we can do that real quick. If you guys want to do the downtime stuff now.
Oh, yes. I fully brought a bottle of whiskey and left some money, because I'm not a jerk, even though it's all exploded.
Yeah. Your rep is actually going to go up a whole cool 6 points here.
Oh, wow.
You unfortunately do not get any coin again.
That's fair.
You haven't engaged in any activity to cause that. Yep. And then Keaton entanglements you're not really dealing with right now. You got them all already. You already got all the entanglements.
Also, like, to, and I don't know how to indulge in my vice.
I think you roll it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, story wise.
What is it that?
Mine is, it's pleasure.
Okay.
Mine is too. Mine is like food and drink, though. That's what I said for Brody.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it could be whatever you feel like.
I'm just going to take a swig of Brody's whiskey then.
Okay.
Nice.
So I just click on one, right? One indulge vice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only two stress.
You can do indulge vice as your second action if you want. I
would like to.
Yeah.
Okay, much cool. Better, thank you.
Okay.
It's all right, almost died.
Yeah.
I'm already very afraid of robots. I don't need to be afraid of other things.
We're going to see how many swigs it takes.
Oh.
Just one.
That was good. You have another
cohort of vehicle activity. Or service of an asset, like a cohort vehicle or service. And we don't have any heat, do we?
No.
Even though we had a whole bar worth of people, I mean, we did kill them also.
Yeah, true. And yeah. The only person looking is a robot. Okay, I'm going to train. I am going to train my, finesse. Cool.
Yeah. Ricky and Brody get aboard the houseboat with Rigby and Telda and share a bottle of whiskey and de-stress from the events that occurred.
I knew Telda was a good guy.
I'm glad I didn't kill her.
Oh my god. Was that on the table?
I was originally going to start hitting people with my lightning rod, which would have been blunt force trauma. But, you know, a little bit of electrocution is not as bad, I suppose.
She's like a mom to me. Jeez.
I had to ask.
Yeah. That's it for the session. The only thing I'm going to do is fill in one of these. I don't think so. You can leave it. Yeah, I think that's everything. Way to go, folks.
That was fun.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I will talk to y'all later. I got a boogie.
All right.
Thanks for hanging.
Pasta.